The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So I am speaking this weekend on Sunday at an event. It's the Freedom Fest, the Alamo City Freedom Fest in San Antonio this Sunday. And you can go to thefreedomexperiencetx.com for more information. That's this Sunday. And Bryson Gray is going to be performing. I'll be speaking before Bryson Gray goes on. And I wanted to play for you one of Bryson's most recent tracks. It is a Biden diss track, and it is a classic. Here it is with some classic Biden moments dubbed over the music in clip 7.
They gonna hate me for this one. Hey, 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 you know what's really wild? Got your own son calling you a pedophile. Why you getting called that by your own town? This ain't real peer every time the phone down. Wow, Hunter arguing with hookers while he wearing crack. Whoa, they call it a conspiracy, but I'm saying facts. Whoa, in a mansion up in Cali, but who pay for that? Whoa, the media gonna cover it up like he ain't get hacked. Whoa. Here we go again. If it was Trump Jr., it would be on CNN. This what happens when you rich, but you a slave to sin. This what happens when the devil knock you, let him in. Nah, I don't care about who this offends. Buying crime family, they all belong in a pen. Buying loves minors, that's the real BLM. Call me what you want, but at least I ain't a damn. Wait, hold up, don't get mad at me. Am I tripping or is he in bed with Natalie? Why he recording all that? What's the strategy? If you do incest, you probably do bestiality. Hey, the president's son is a crackhead, but you the smartest guy, he know that's what your dad said. Is he the real president or Jack Led? Why is everyone that voted for your dad dead? Hey, you know what's really wild? That your own son calling you a pedophile. Why you getting called that by your own child? It's a Pedo Peter every time the phone down. Wow, Hunter arguing with hookers while he wearing crack. Whoa, they call it a conspiracy, but I'm saying facts. Whoa, in the mansion up in Cali, but who pay for that? Whoa, the media gonna cover it up like he ain't get hacked. Whoa, all the women in your phone, can we check the age? Wasn't you on Epstein Island, can we check the page? Hunter needs to be in prison, put him in a cage. I thought he was clean, seemed like he ain't changed his ways. And that ain't working for Verizma, how he get a raise? 10% for the big guy, who all getting paid? I still don't know why he recorded, is it blackmail? But do you really think any of them will go to jail? They satanic and all of them will go to hell. You a lame Hunter and your daddy lame as well. It's obvious, but if you blind and read it in braille, will the corruption never end, only time will tell. President's son is a crackhead, but you the smartest guy, he know that's what your dad said. Is he the real president or Jack Led? Why is everyone that voted for your dad dead? Hey, you know what's really wild? That your own son calling you a pedophile. Why you getting called that by your own child? It's a Pedro Peter every time the phone down. Wow, Hunter arguing with hookers while he wearing crack. Whoa, they call it a conspiracy, but I'm saying facts. Whoa, in the mansion up in Cali, but who pay for that? Whoa, the media gonna cover it up like he ain't get hacked. Whoa.
There you go. So you can catch Bryson Gray this Sunday in San Antonio. Go to thefreedomexperiencetx.com. I'll be there as well. And at the Alex Jones documentary premiere tomorrow, Alex's War, looking forward to meeting all the great people that show up there. Quickly, though, Jill Biden arrived. Where was it again? I don't recall. But she got a nice how do you do from the crowd arriving here in clip 22.
Your husband's the worst president we've ever had.
Thank you.
You owe us gas money. You owe us gas money. You owe us gas money. You owe us gas money.
So a bunch of people telling Jill how much her husband is bad, the worst president ever. And she says, thank you, I know, we're doing so great. Some people were out there, they confused her for Alice Cooper, and they were asking her to sign their Alice Cooper t-shirts. They didn't realize it was fake Dr. Jill Biden, a mistake many of us have made in the past. All right, I got a lot of news yet to cover here in the final third hour on this Friday. Don't go anywhere. Is that Alice Cooper?
The globalists are fighting around the clock to destroy the family, to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate our marriages. And the studies are all clear. The number one cause of marital splits is that there is problems in the bedroom. And the number one issue men have is erectile dysfunction. Ladies and gentlemen, the left makes big jokes about this because they don't want people having lasting, good, loving relationships. They want to break up society. And we are so excited to have the number one natural male enhancement pill in the world available as a major sponsor now. Go to TheIronPatriot.com today. TheIronPatriot.com and watch the instructional video, look at the science for yourself, and then get a bottle of Instaheart. It's discreet shipping. I've used it. It's amazing. And it's not just for folks that have problems in the bedroom. This also enhances it. So again, get yours today at TheIronPatriot.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a couple video clips yet to play, and I've got a lot of news. So let me just do this. Let me do a news blitz, because it is Friday, and I'd like to take your calls. But let me just do a news blitz now, and then try to squeeze the videos in. Now, I've been saying this since day one. It's been pretty obvious. I'm not even really taking next week's News Today credit on this, but it is mainstream news now. But there is actually a worse ripple to this story now. Huge monkeypox study reveals all the new symptoms of the latest outbreak. Yada, yada, yada. The study found that overall, 98% of those infected were gay men. Well, they say gay or bisexual. They just throw that in there, folks. It's gay men. And then they say out of the 98%, 41% were living with HIV. Holy smokes. Now, look, I'm not here to judge any adult's lifestyle that's a respectable person and not just a total pervert publicly. But I mean, see, and that's why I always make the joke of it, but there's a truth to it. Like, if we tested for sexually transmitted diseases like we tested for COVID, I think a lot of people would be in for a real rude awakening. A lot of people. And to find out 41% of these people with monkeypox have HIV, you realize that they're going around, they are sexually active with HIV. And do you think they're telling their partners? And I mean, you know, see, here's the problem, because again, I'm not here to judge anyone. As long as you leave the kids alone and you're a respectable adult, and I think we all know what that means, I'm a very open person. I'm really socially liberal. So I'm not doing this like, oh my gosh, let's virtue signal. But I mean, you know, it used to be a time period where most people probably didn't have that many sexual partners. I mean, I'm not saying everybody in America was always abstinent until marriage. Certainly not in modern history. But my guess is the number of sexual partners average people have going up. And does anybody even get tested, folks? So again, I'm not trying to be like, oh, let's all be good and choir mice and stuff like that. That's not the message. But I mean, I'm serious. Like, this is shocking here. 98% of the monkeypox patients are gay. Maybe that's not so shocking. 41% have HIV. Do you think they knew it? Do you think they were getting tested? Do you think they were telling their sexual partners? So, again, I get it. People just jump right into bed. We were talking about that earlier with Hotep, but, like, you know, you might want to get blood tested yourself, and you might want your partner to get blood tested, too. But that's a little, yeah, you don't really broach that topic. You hope the person you're with is trustworthy and honest about things as you are or you would like them to be. But this to me is shocking. 98% monkeypox gay men, 41% have HIV. So they're going around with these STDs, folks. And they're having sex with multiple partners. And they're spreading it. So, but don't worry, the CDC is not going to warn you about that. Something that's probably a little bit more serious than COVID, quite frankly. Okay, so we were wondering if Novak Djokovic would be able to compete in the U.S. Open, and the U.S. Open says nine. Nine. You will not compete. You will take the jab and you will show us your papers or you will not compete. Nine. So the discrimination against Djokovic continues. And if he does end up being the number one tennis champion of all time, it will be in spite of the most discrimination we've seen in modern day sports, specifically in tennis. So he won't compete in the U.S. Open. My guess is Nadal is in it. I don't know how many U.S. Opens Nadal has won. I don't think it's one of his strongest tournaments. But is he going to have to wait till Wimbledon to compete again? Might be. Might be. I think the French Open is after the U.S. I'm not positive. So we'll be monitoring that. We covered this earlier. I want to bring it back quickly. So here's what happens. Eileen Gu, who's probably great. Certainly a great athlete. An electric snowboarder. I enjoyed watching her performance at the Olympics. I didn't even know she'd left America to play for China. Fine. But see, now it was obvious that the entire thing was a psyop. And who knows if she's even aware of that this is going on. I think she's only like 18 years old or something. But so grows up in San Francisco, lives in San Francisco, goes to school in San Francisco, raised by her mom in San Francisco, renounces U.S. citizenship so she can compete for China at the Olympics. Now, again, you already kind of say, why would you do that? But the story goes she wanted to show respect for her mother, who was Chinese and raised her. So she said, let's compete in the China Olympics with the Chinese flag. And maybe because it was in China, or maybe someone coaxed her into doing that. I don't know. That was the story, though, is that it was for her mom. So, okay. But now we see it come full circle. Oh, the breakthrough athlete of the year is Eileen Gu. Oh, she's a skier, excuse me, not a snowboarder, a skier. The breakthrough athlete of the year. No. This is clearly Chinese propaganda. China owns Disney. And Disney owns ABC, and ABC owns ESPN. So this is China flexing its muscle over the U.S. professional sports industry, like what we saw yesterday from the Tucker Carlson show, where you have NBA executives and the commissioner saying, China runs our business. We care more about being in China than we do American values. We care more about being in China than we do about our athletes or about social justice issues or anything. And then her fake response, I mean, it just seems so fake. I don't want to think negatively of this young girl. I want to think she has no idea what's going on. She's just a skier. But the whole thing is clearly contrived. The entire thing is clearly Chinese executed and planned. And we're just supposed to sit here and accept the fact that China now runs all of our sports leagues, a bunch of commies. A bunch of dirty commies now run our sports leagues because Americans are so cucked and so greedy and so pathetic that they won't even stand up to China. And I'm not even saying you have to bash China. Just say, hey, we're an American sports company. We're going to do things our way. If you don't want our product, then that's on you. But no, instead they say, oh, China, oh, please, China, we'll do whatever it is you want, whatever it is you say. Even if you give us monkeypox, we'll bend over. Pathetic. Now, on a twist, some good news in sports. Philadelphia 76ers plot new arena with no public money. They're going to raise all $1 billion on their own. It's about damn time one of these sports franchises built their own stadium without tax dollars. That's about damn time.
We are now living in the void, sliding towards collapse in the strange space between what we've known and what's to come. And right now, the most important thing to remember is don't panic. Stay calm, because now is the time that we must get our bearings and steer the ship onto a safe, sound course. There is nothing stopping we the people from making our own rules and building our own society. All we got to do is survive the crash. And right now, we still have time to prepare. The world fiat currency system is racing towards zero. It's time to convert it into hard assets now, including food, water, and survival gear to keep us strong and at the ready. Go to preparetoday.com for the essentials. Storable foods, water filtration, first aid, power, and more at preparetoday.com.
The number one selling category in supplements worldwide is fat burners, is weight loss formulas. And listen, there are hundreds of them out there that work, but most of them do it in a toxic way. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out and did deep research on the safest, healthiest ways to take your overall body's metabolic system and your metabolism and turn that clock back by turning up your metabolism. Ladies and gentlemen, Diet Force does it in a clean, healthy way. It's amazing. I've almost lost 40 pounds in the last 3 months just using the samples of it. But now it's come into the InfoWars store and is ready for sale to you and your family exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force from X7, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I want you to experience Diet Force for yourself. I can't wait for the reviews because it's worked great for me. We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar. I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation and all the things out there hurting everybody, to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Crazy one. I find so much wild stuff digging through news. California alleged drug traffickers, alleged, yeah, they just got caught with it, in massive fentanyl bust, shows no shows in court after release on cashless bail. You may remember this story from a week or two ago. Largest fentanyl bust in California history. Arrest two people. They were out in 2 days. A couple young Hispanic males, probably cartel workers, Washington men, and from a different state, Washington men Jose Zendejas and Benito Madrigal, classified low risk despite $750,000 fentanyl seizure during traffic stop. 150,000 fentanyl pills could kill millions. And so, but they got released. Now they're gone. So I said, let me look further into this. And I did a quick search and I typed fentanyl suspect missing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a common story. You go into a search engine. I just printed the results here. You see in front of me. It's happening everywhere. It's not just these two. Driver and fentanyl bust missing. Colorado, fentanyl drug bust Valley Port, criminals missing, Spokane Valley. Investigation, suspension over New Hampshire hospital's missing fentanyl bust. It's nuts. I mean, it's just the fentanyl's everywhere. All the fentanyl dealers are escaping and they're getting released from jail. I don't know how else you explain that other than cartels. Quite frankly, I don't know how else you explain that. Or just Democrats. California murderer, released 6 years into 50-year sentence, arrested again on gun and DUI charges after a car chase. Released by the Soros Gascon. Deputy District Attorney Alyssa Blair released the murderer, and then he got caught a few days later with a gun on a DUI charge in a cop chase. Democrats, they love criminals. Myra Flores is quickly turning into one of the greats. She put this statement out this morning, and this is just great. I've been in office for a month, and nothing is what it seems. Many bills are titled differently but have nothing to do with what it entails. Very common practice by the far left to deceive voters. Lots of theatrics and emotion over substance and policy. Single-issue bills a must. Myra Flores, telling it like it is. And now let's go to not exactly a Republican squish in Andy Biggs, but kind of a squish moment here from Andy Biggs in clip three.
If the Republicans take control of the House and or the Senate this November, could Mayorkas be impeached by a Republican Congress?
Well, I've already introduced articles to impeach. I would reintroduce, and I think he would be impeached in the House. I think what he's done is definitely high crimes and misdemeanor. He is ordering his ICE and his CBP to not enforce the law. Think about that, Stuart, to not enforce the law. And in other ways, he's helping them to deliberately, ordering them to deliberately avoid the law.
That's nice. Now do Joe Biden. Don't want to touch Biden, huh? Just want to go after Mayorkas. Gotcha. Now, Representative Nancy Mace is making claims on the internet today because she wants contraception to be a right. And by the way, they voted on this, and AOC is, she's up to her typical nonsense. She says, so not only do Republicans want to institute a federal ban on abortion, that's not what happened. The Supreme Court left it to the states, so that's inaccurate. But today, 195 of them voted against codifying the right to contraception. There is no right to contraception. There is no right to contraception. Now, when they say Republicans are trying to ban contraception, that actually is true in a very small number of cases. Very, very few Republicans are calling for contraception to be banned. Very, very few. I think there's maybe like four or five that are actually in office in the party. But nonetheless, there's no right to contraception and there's no federal abortion ban. Two things that don't exist that AOC is promoting. But, you know, she claims she was raped. We know she lied about January 6th. We know she lied about being arrested. We know she lied about a lot of things in her past. But we're supposed to believe that she was raped. And so now I see Nancy Mace claiming that she was raped. And she says, when I was 16, I was raped. I dropped out of high school shortly after. This trauma turned my life upside down. I cannot imagine a world where my daughter or any other woman doesn't have access to birth control or other contraceptives. Well, they can always abstain. It's funny how that one's always left out of the picture. I get it. All right. Sex is great. Whoop-de-doo. Okay. Well, abstention is an answer. Like, let's not act like it's not. But anyway, I don't want to doubt whether Nancy Mace was raped. I don't want to doubt whether AOC was raped. But, you know, here's what I'm afraid of. And it's already happening. And that's women using rape stories for political leverage and for social leverage. And let me just be clear. Even if Nancy Mace was raped, and I'm not, the point of this segment is not to doubt that, but even if Nancy Mace was raped and went through that experience, that traumatic experience, I'm sorry, but that to me doesn't give you any more leverage on these political issues. If anything, it should actually probably give you less because of your emotional response to such a story and such an issue. So again, that's not me knocking Nancy Mace. I'm just saying, just because somebody was raped, that doesn't give them some sort of political precedent or high ground. I'm sorry, because that's playing into the victim economy where, oh, you're a victim. Now all of a sudden you're boosted in the economy. No, I'm sorry. And in fact, because that's an emotional thing for you, maybe you shouldn't be talking about it. But I'm not telling you to even shut up. What I'm concerned about is what's going to happen here. Oh, AOC was raped. Oh, Nancy Mace was raped. Who else was raped? Who's going to say they were raped next? We know that liberals lie about rape. They lied about Brett Kavanaugh. They lied about Donald Trump. We know liberals lie about rape. So what I see happening now with posts like this and with AOC and others, getting raped is now going to be a new thing in the victim class set, specifically of women, where they just say, oh, I'm a rape victim, and so X. But that should never be the case. And even if you were raped, okay, I'm sorry, that's horrific. I hope that the person that raped you has his weenie chopped off like Democrats want to do to young boys. But that doesn't give you any extra leverage. That doesn't give you any extra credit. And I'm sorry, but it doesn't give you any added value to The Voice. That's not me being inconsiderate. That's just the case, because as soon as we enter that zone, fake rape victims are going to be coming out of the woodwork, and we don't want that.
If you want to keep us on air, that is your decision, and it's up to you, and I'm not mad at you if you don't make donations and if you don't buy product, because a lot of this has been my fault for staying focused on news and information in the last few years while supply chain breakdowns happened and a bunch of other stuff went on, and I put 95% of the money I have, and I don't care about money, I care about victory, but I am out of money. I can pay in the rest of the money I have in my private bank account, and it wouldn't run this place for 2 weeks. So we're out of gas. That's a fact. And I should probably just not even do the show right now and just go deal with this. If listeners would simply go buy a bunch of products, and if we got $100,000 extra a week with the three trials I have coming up, And the supply chain breakdowns and all of it, enough products going to come in the next 2 months that we know everybody wants, that we'll be in the black and I won't have to sit here and do this. And you know, a big part of me has been doing this 28 years and wants it all to fall apart, but I'm not a quitter and I can't give up, because I'm not going to give up with a gun to my head. I'm not going to give up with the threat of lawsuits or criminal investigations or them indicting two of our crew members and trying to indict me with open grand juries all over the news. That doesn't even threaten me, even though I care about my crew. But the jacking with money and sponsors and financing when I don't care about it drives me insane. So I want to first thank the listeners for your support over the years and tell you, it's very, very simple. We've got the accounting and the business plan, because it's business that funds this, that will have us secure in the middle of all this insanity well into next year if people will simply now just go to InfoWarsStore.com at the top banner where it says support InfoWars and make a one-time donation of $10, $50, $100, $20, $5, it doesn't matter. Because then we get 95% of that money. And, you know, the good news is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the highest quality turmeric, came in last week, and that really helped us start dig out of the hole. Because people know it's a great product, it's been out for 8 months, 7 months, you really wanted it. And then we had a product developed over the last few years that we finally got in that's the cleanest, and I mean the best healthy fat burner system. I've lost almost 40 pounds in 3 months. Now Diet Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com is in. This is a high-end, healthy diet pill that also makes you feel great. It's 40% off out of the gates. InfoWarsStore.com. We also have a lot of other great products at InfoWarsStore.com that's almost sold out, like X2, like Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 out there, the highest grade, so amazing for your whole body. And what's going on in this world, you really need these products. I want to thank you for all your past support. I want to encourage you now to understand that I am working 7 days a week to fight these bastards. I worked probably 14 hours yesterday, and I'm proud of that. I wish I had more energy. I wish I could fight harder. I know I'm right. I know it's all going down. I know what we do is totally critical going into this period of human development and expansion. And I know we're going to make it through these people, and I'm going to give every ounce of my energy, but I know my time is better spent in the arena politically fighting the New World Order and not literally spending 5 hours to 6 hours a day jacking with trying to fund this operation. It is torture, and I'm not complaining. I'm just simply saying I'm at the end of my rope, and I'm not playing around here, ladies and gentlemen, that everybody just thinks we're here for 28 years and we write the talking points of the resistance, and everybody knows we're the biggest black sheep. Everybody knows we're the main rebels. Everybody knows we're the tip of the spear. All I'm telling you is I need to stay in this fight. You need to stay in the fight. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate. I need you to buy products right now. It's up to you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Warning. This broadcast might offend
the easily offended.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer
at band.video.
So a windmill has just been struck by lightning in Texas, and there it goes. And actually, that's probably a good thing. Because that windmill was a waste of energy. And so now that it's destroyed and demolished, it'll actually be saving energy. It's funny how that works, isn't it? Okay, let's continue on this news blitz. Boy, oh boy, you know what? I just have to take a segment of phone calls. So I'm going to do the last segment, no matter what happens, how much news I get through. Number to call in, last segment after this. We'll do a couple calls, 877-789-2539, because I'm not going to be here on Sunday. I'm going to be at the event in San Antonio. And so I'm not going to be able to take calls on Sunday. So I'll take a segment of calls here. I miss you. So we'll take some calls. I like hearing from the audience. It's been such a busy news week. I haven't taken a single call. In the meantime, though, while we get some callers on the board, here's Josh Howley telling it like it is on Tucker Carlson last night in clip four.
Yeah, well, apparently you can, Tucker. I mean, here's the thing. It is utter and total contempt that this administration is showing for the law-abiding citizens of the United States. What they're telling us is wait in the longest lines ever, be treated to all kinds of random inspections and invasive procedures, and have your stuff confiscated. But if you're an illegal alien and you have committed a crime, oh, and you have an arrest warrant, come right to the front of the line and get right on the plane. And as you said, the TSA administrator told me today that maybe 1,000 such illegal aliens just this calendar year alone have been able to use their arrest warrants to get on planes. It is unbelievable.
Yeah. So it's not just an open border that the Biden administration has. It's an open promotion. It's a recruitment. It's an illegal immigration recruitment is really what's going down right now. That's the policy. But, you know, Hunter Biden, he's been in some trouble lately. And so the Biden publicists, you know, they need to get the Biden crime family in a better light. And so they said, what can we do here? I know. Let's get Hunter with his wife. Wink, wink, wife. Let's get Hunter with his wife. And let's do a photo with Hunter and his children and his wife. Oh, no, not the children with the stripper. Not the illegitimate children that we pretend don't exist, even though they're Hunter's kids. We don't talk to them. We don't want to deal with them. He doesn't even pay child support. Even though DNA test confirmed it was his kid. That's the Bidens. Clintons are the same way. Bill Clinton with all the illegitimate sons. And so now the news is out, though. Hunter Biden spotted with wife Melissa Cohen and son amid reports of cracks in their marriage. Cracks in their marriage. Are you saying that Hunter Biden's marriage might be on the rocks? There might be cracks in Hunter Biden's marriage. It might be on the rocks. I wonder why that would be. I wonder why that would be. Last night, when Officer Michael Fanoni was leaving the January 6th hearing, there were some journalists out there that wanted to ask him questions. Of course, he refused to ask. And then one of the libtards actually attacked an individual. This is quite funny. Here it is in clip 23.
Why were you there January 6th? You were not even on duty. Why were you there January 6th, Michael Fanoni? You were not even on duty. Why are you CNN now? Are you a real police officer?
Leave me alone, sir.
Are you disappointed that you're going to make men face years and
I don't know if I'm a lawyer.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, this is great. Now I gotta tell you, obviously the guy gave it an old European soccer flop. And one of the greatest of all time. I mean, get that guy. What is the Oscar? Seriously, that guy deserves the Oscar. But, I mean, the crazy lib does go up and hit him with the pole. I mean, that's just true. He does run up and hit him with his pole. But he's allowed to do it. He's a liberal. He's a Democrat. He's allowed to assault someone with his pole. But nobody else would. You know, ask Bill Clinton. He assaults people with his pole all the time. So does Biden. And so, yeah, he's just taking it after his leaders, assaulting people with his pole. But so he slams the guy with his pole. He goes down screaming bloody murder. You know, it is ridiculous, but I mean, that's kind of how you have to play with these people because they're children. I mean, they're arrested development, you know, mental deficient adults that are actually children. So maybe that's how we do have to, like when that guy assaulted me at the park because the police are going to do anything, maybe I should just start screaming bloody murder, flopping and flailing all around on the ground. And just saying like, you know, oh, he raped me. He stabbed me. Just making stuff up. Because that's what the libs do. I mean, they're the ones that fake the hate crimes. But more importantly, folks, this is aside from keeping Donald Trump out of the White House again, aside from having their political prisoners, aside from the intimidation tactics and the tyranny that are coming from the January 6th hearings, really, at the end of the day, this is a side effect they want. They don't want anybody ever in D.C. again. They want it to be their own little fiefdom. They want the Democrats want D.C. to be their own little fiefdom that they rule with an iron fist. So I got to salute those people that are still going out in D.C. are brave. You are brave. And I salute you for executing your First Amendment right legally, lawfully and peacefully. That's what scares these people the most. They don't want. That's why they build these massive walls around Congress. That's why they have emergency orders and shut the whole city down. They don't want to deal with the peasants. They don't want to deal with the people. They want it to be their own little fiefdom of tyranny where they crush the opposition and have no interference. Now, see, I'm in a predicament here. I'm not allowed to go back to D.C. Obviously, my story, my probation, I don't need to rehash it. And obviously, I'm in the I'm in the bullseye right now of the deep state, and they've got my head in the proverbial political legal noose, despite me being an innocent man, and despite the clear double standards that have never been more clear than they have in the past week, with Colbert staffers getting off for doing much worse than what I did, and for David Hogg for getting off for doing exactly what I did. So I'm not going to sit here and promote anything other than your First Amendment right, and I'm just going to tell you that that's what they fear the most. Now, boy, oh boy, I've got a whole thing here full of craziness from the left when it comes to them wanting to sexualize your children, but I've just got so much other news to cover here, I just don't even know what to do. The new president of Sri Lanka is a World Economic Forum minion, Ranil Wickremesinghe. Yeah, World Economic Forum. Oh, now you see why they shut everything off. So that's what they do. They intentionally collapse. They're going to do it with Biden next. They intentionally collapse. And then in the ashes, the fall guy, in this case, Joe Biden, goes out. And then the World Economic Forum puts their person in charge, just like what they did in Sri Lanka. Where, by the way, give me B-roll clip 12, just the B-roll's fine. In Sri Lanka, where they have no gas, you can only get gas if you get the QR code from the government to buy fuel rations. Sri Lanka has been completely destroyed by the World Economic Forum. Sri Lanka has been completely destroyed by carbon neutral energy policy. Completely destroyed. And they want to do that to the rest of the planet. Amazing, isn't it? And by the way, you know, liberals might be finally waking up to this, but they're going after the wrong person. Look, Kylie Jenner, to me, I don't know the person, but as the celebrity status, Kylie Jenner is human trash, human scum. And probably so is her husband. Again, I don't know them as people, but what they do in public and what they represent to me is total trash, total scum. But oh, because they have a private jet that they fly around on, which I'm not even mad at them for. Sure, does Kylie Jenner deserve billions of dollars? No. Is Travis Scott really that talented, in my opinion? No. But they have every right to be rich and famous, even if they promote smut and degeneracy. So I'm not complaining because they fly around on private jets. But now the liberals are realizing, wait a second, why is Kylie Jenner a billionaire and she's never done anything in her life except be a slut? And why do they get to fly around on private jets? They should be banned from flying. Oh, you're starting to get it. Now tell Obama and Leonardo DiCaprio and the rest that same thing.
God has given humanity a lot of incredible molecules, a lot of amazing compounds, a lot of just, quite frankly, spectacular enzymes through the environment. Big Pharma, the drug companies, they try to imitate what God gave us through herbs and other compounds. Going back 5-6 years ago, I looked at the market and I said, what is the top selling supplement? And they said, well, turmeric's one of the hottest. And I said, okay, go out and give me the best turmeric. And they came back and they said, well, the average top turmeric's 35% curcuminoid. And I said, what's that mean? They said, well, that's the enzyme or the compound in turmeric that actually is anti-inflammatory and does all these great things. And I said, okay, well, what's the most powerful one we can have? They said, it's 74-75%. And I went, that's tested. And I said, well, I want to go higher. So we got the highest curcuminoid level that the big labs can make of concentrated turmeric in Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. 95% curcuminoid in Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Only takes a few days to hit in for your joints, for your immune system, everything else. And then it's got Boswala, Serrata extract. It's got organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, thyme leaves, pepperdine, concentrated black pepper enzyme. What this does is simply incredible. All of it works in synergy. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Been sold out for 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Experience the power of 95% curcuminoid today at InfoWarsStore.com with Body's.
Across the millennium years is crunch time in this whole agenda, crunch time for the human race. This is the time when this network of interbreeding bloodlines wants to bring in its global fascist structure of a world government to which nation states would be administrative units, of a world central bank and a world currency, a currency that wouldn't be cash, it would be merely electronic, for which there are fundamental implications for human freedom. And also the World Army, which is designed to be NATO, expanding and expanding as it is now, of course, to become the fully fledged World Army, World Police Force. And underpinning that little lot is designed to be a microchip population in which we are microchipped with our financial details, our medical details, etc., etc. And that would allow not only electronic tagging, people knowing where we are all the time, it would allow the external manipulation through this electronic means of our mental and emotional processes. This will happen unless the human race wakes up and wakes up fast. And to do that, we need to understand what's really going on. And to let people know that, we've got to stop beating about the bush, stop pulling punches, stop pussyfooting around, keeping information from people, oh my goodness, how will they react, and just say, this is going on, take it or leave it, make of it what you will, but this is what's going on.
Oh, no, I don't even know what this is. How did you get here?
I just caught you, American. You visited Band on Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Man.video or I have to hurt you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
With old Joe. By the way, Lee Zeldin was just asked at a campaign event today if he thought the earth was round or flat. Oh, woo. Timeline's starting to get pretty wild, isn't it? All right. I still got a bunch of news to cover. It's going to have to wait until Monday's version. I'm going to be off Sunday night. Should be Harrison Smith hosting. For me, Sunday night, and that's when I normally take a bunch of calls, but because of the overwhelming amount of news this week, I've been unable to. And since I'm at an event Sunday night, we're going to take calls now, and even though it's one segment, I apologize, I wish it could be more, but let's just go ahead and do it anyway. And let's start with Bo in Arizona, where Trump does have a rally. Is that tonight, Bo?
I'm sorry, it cut out at that last second. What was your question?
Is Trump's rally in Arizona tonight featuring Carrie Lake, right?
Yes. So, and I called into Harrison questioning some things about Carrie Lake. I'm interested to see how it goes. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it up in time to get inside. Doors open at 2 o'clock. It's already 3:45 here. So I will at least be outside with my Alex Jones's bright T-shirt on, obviously. And kind of, you know, see how the flow is. It's in Prescott Valley, and I think it's at Fidley. I can't remember the company sponsoring it. Fidley something center.
It's at an arena?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Traffic is a little bit heavier on this Friday heading up. I'm hoping that's a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, Trump's rallies still get 10,000 minimum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Biden couldn't fill a broom closet, but, you know.
Well, in 2020, we had a couple-mile-long parade all the way across town.
There were Trump parades. I went to Trump parades, like, every weekend. Boat parades, car parades, rallies. It was just incredible, the amount of energy behind Trump. Biden had nothing but 81 million votes. I mean, don't question it.
You can't question 81 million.
There's nothing. Can't question it. And, you know, Biden's hiding again, but, you know, he's great.
No, it's COVID.
Yeah, he's got cancer. He's got COVID. Nobody even knows. He's got a poopy diaper. We got to set him down.
He's got all the seeds. Thank you, Owen.
All right. Good to hear from you. Good luck tonight, Bo. Yeah. Thanks for supporting InfoWars. Get your Alex Jones Was Right t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. Wear it to a Trump rally near you today. And, Bo, I actually want to hear. Next time I open up the phone lines and you get on, I'm going to put you on because I want to hear about your experience. All right, let's go to Gloria in Nevada. Gloria, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. This is my second time calling. We spoke back in May about my vaccine side effects and ivermectin and NAC. So since then, I spoke for the third time on June 30th at the NC school board meeting, and they actually voted against the vaccine mandate for employees, so it's no longer here for the whole state of Nevada.
Good for you.
Yes, amen. And so for anybody out there, like, I mean, it took three times, so, you know, I didn't give up. Everybody needs to start speaking up and stick to it. And I also want, there's a campaign hashtag, canwetalkaboutit.org. And I gave you guys some shout outs. They interviewed me and I got to talk on a panel with some doctors in Let's Talk About It Part 2. You'll see on the website. And I just want to tell you guys, I gave you guys some shout outs because you guys helped me so much finding cures and finding the doctors and the treatment. And all the products on InfoWars helped me. So I just wanted to tell you thank you.
Well, thank you. And that's a great testimony. And I'm glad to hear that everything is still going well for you and that your voice is getting heard. And glad to hear from you on the War Room again. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Patrick in Louisiana. Patrick, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. I've been trying to call in about this for a while. Just wanted to talk about fluoride for a minute. You know, everybody knows about fluoride in the tap water. And sure, if you drink that every day over the years, it'll have a deleterious effect on your overall health, et cetera. But you're probably not going to get fluorosis doing that. I don't have any scientific research to back that up. But for those who don't know what fluorosis is, it's when you give someone a larger than quote unquote normal dose of fluoride, start to get white streaks on your teeth. And, you know, that's just the cosmetic. There's also obviously other stuff going on that's no good. And, for severe fluorosis, your teeth start to turn brown and additional health, problems are also get worse. And beyond that is, you know, acute fluoride toxicity, which will, you know, land you in the emergency room. But the reason I'm calling in about this is because they're still giving, dentists are still prescribing, you know, the way people get fluorosis is fluoride supplements, you know, and.
Well, yeah, dentists, they'll basically coat your teeth in fluoride when you go.
Well, that's topical. Topical fluoride ain't that bad because it's just, you know, it's getting in your mouth and then you spit it out. But when you take fluoride pills, the stuff that the dentists are still to this day, they prescribe them to toddlers.
So you're saying it's the ingestible fluoride that leads to the fluorosis of the teeth, which you've probably seen, folks. You may even have it. We're highlighting examples of it. You kind of see it all the time. You just don't know what it is.
Yeah, I had it bad, man. My teeth were brown up into my 20s. And I tell you, man,
so you were able to reverse it?
No, dude, I'm 38 years old now and I'm completely freaking black-pilled, man. Like, I spent my entire 20s like going to I've been on every freaking psychiatric medication there is in the book. I finally, just a few years ago, I was finally able to wrench myself out of that crap. But you know, I'm 38 years old now, dude. Like, it's like it screwed up my life. I'm just completely freaking blackpilled, man.
Yeah, look, I get it. It's heavy. It's heavy when you realize what these bastards have done to us. I mean, they poison the water, folks. Okay, they poison the damn water, and that's just the beginning of it. Then they try to poison you with the pills at the doctor's office. Patrick is talking about that, and thank you for the call, Patrick. I'd love to go on with this conversation, but I got to jump to another caller. But you're absolutely right to get emotional about that. Yeah, there's sick, demonic, psychotic, murderous bastards that poison our water and poison our children and poison our minds. And we need to get rid of them. Their ability to influence, manipulate, and deceive must be stopped. Let's go to Mike in New York. Mike, you're on InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Oh, and my brother, how we doing? I'm up here in the behind enemy lines in New York State. I got home from work today, and to my pleasant surprise, I got my InfoWars custom license plates in the mail today. So
tell me all about that. Here.
I'm going to be out here. I'm going to be representing. I sent the picture to the crew. I hope they got it.
How can we? Where did you send it? We got a minute and a half here. I bet they can find it in a minute and a half. We got it. Look at that. It took him 5 seconds.
Let's go.
It's InfoWars, but the S on the end is a 5.
Throw it up. Let's go.
We got it right there. It's on the screen, brother.
Oh, okay. My TV is lagged. Anyway, I appreciate you, brother. Get to the next caller. God bless you, man.
Very nice. Very, very nice. How about Mike with the InfoWars license plate? I don't know if I've ever seen that one before. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize to those that we couldn't get to today. That's going to do it for the War Room. Quickly, though. Because you're not going to see this anywhere else. Israel strike kills 3 soldiers in Syria, Syrian state media says. Yeah, Israel bombed Syria. They bombed Damascus last night. And you don't think that it's a coincidence here that this comes right after Biden visits Israel, and then they go bomb Syria? You don't think that Biden gave him the green light with that? You don't think Biden gave him the old, yeah, go ahead and let's start attacking Syria again? You don't think that was part of the deal? You don't think Israel helping the West get Assad out of Syria wasn't part of the deal with the West agreeing to go to war with Iran if Israel wants them to? You think it's a coincidence Israel's bombing Syria now? Wake up, people. That does it for the InfoWars War Room. Alex's war premiere tomorrow. Probably see some of you there. Might see some of you in San Antonio on Sunday. If not, stay classy, InfoWarriors. See you Monday.
We are now living in the void, sliding towards collapse in the strange space between what we've known and what's to come. And right now, the most important thing to remember is don't panic. Stay calm, because now is the time that we must get our bearings and steer the ship onto a safe, sound course. There is nothing stopping we the people from making our own rules and building our own society. All we got to do is survive the crash. And right now, we still have time to prepare. The world fiat currency system is racing towards zero. It's time to convert it into hard assets now, including food, water, and survival gear to keep us strong and at the ready. Go to preparetoday.com for the essentials. Storable foods, water filtration, first aid, power, and more at preparetoday.com.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at thebiopros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or thebiopros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.